Officials in Anchorage want to know if drug addiction is driving a rise in property crime. At a meeting of the Assembly's Public Safety Committee yesterday, the heads of the police and fire departments shared data on crime and drug trends across the municipality. Members of the Assembly say they're hearing more complaints from constituents about shoplifting, break-ins, and car thefts. Committee Chair Eric Croft suspects that an uptick in the use of both opioids and synthetic cannabinoids like spice may be playing a role.
Is this epidemic fueling some of the property crime and car thefts that we're seeing? I don't know the answer, but I'd like to get to it.
The city has seen an increase in cannabinoid overdoses in the last few weeks. Though nowhere near the levels of the spice crisis in 2015, medics treated more than 60 people for suspected cannabinoid overdoses this June. Neither police nor fire department officials, who are in charge of the ambulance crews, can say what's prompting the resurgence. There's also a new spike in opioid overdoses. Since April, the number of times paramedics treated patients with the overdose-reversing drug naloxone has shot upward, nearly doubling over recent years, up to 5 per day. Public safety officials think the rise might be because of the synthetic opioid fentanyl hitting Anchorage, but they can't say definitively. Anchorage Police Chief Justin Dahl says the department doesn't have conclusive proof there's a connection between drugs and property crime, but he says violations like car thefts are overwhelmingly connected to other illegal behavior.
Typically what we're seeing is they're being used to commit other crimes and just as a method of transport to and from the scene of the other crimes.
APD says so far this year they've recovered 92% of all the vehicles reported stolen, but that for the second year in a row, the level of thefts is surging. No policy solutions were offered at Wednesday's meeting. Instead, assembly members are hoping to get a more accurate diagnosis of how addiction might be affecting crime and figure out a course of action from there. Chief Dahl says his department is in the process of deciding on the most effective way to deploy the newly expanded force, which has seen a wave of new hires from recent police academies.